This is the Thirsty Developer, episode number 8 for January 14th, 2008, MossCamp. Welcome to the Thirsty Developer. I'm Dave Box.
And I'm Larry Clarkin.
We'd like to welcome everyone to episode number 8, where we'll be talking with George Dersey and Kevin Marshall from Clarity Consulting about a recent event that they hosted called MossCamp. But before we get into that, let's talk about some of the upcoming events that we have on our calendars, starting with some of the events that we're running ourselves, Larry, like ArcReady.
Yeah, for those of you guys who aren't familiar with ArcReady, it's a quarterly event that we have for software architects and for senior developers who want to know more about architecture. And this time we're going to be addressing the challenge of the provider-consumer relationship in services. Wow, that sounds like an architecture topic, doesn't it, Dave?
Yeah, that's way, way architecture.
Yeah, and we partnered with a great group of guys. They're the Enterprise Solutions team with Microsoft Consulting, and they're going to go around with us to the various cities that we do ArcReady in, and they're going to give this great presentation on some best practices that they've developed around this services.
Great. So what are some of the cities that ArcReady comes to, and where can they go to find more information?
Well, locally, they go to Chicago, Milwaukee, and Indianapolis, but it's something that we do all across the central region of the U.S., Columbus, Ohio, Houston, Texas, St. Louis, Missouri, and they can go to ArcReady.com to see if their city is listed locally.
Yeah, we have similar events in the central region also focused on the developer space, where we focus on different topics around the tools and the technologies related to, you know, what developers are using day in and day out. And we have some events coming up called DevCares that this time around we're going to be talking about securing your web applications with Visual Studio 2008, as well as building office business applications with Visual Studio 2008. So I would invite everybody to go out to devcares.com to find out more information on where DevCares is coming into your neck of the woods. And in addition to that, we also, part of our team is the MSD and events team, and they go around and do various events in the locations around the country. They focus on, once again, different topics around development space. And this particular time around, they're going to be talking about, you know, what's new for developers in IIS 7, as well as, you know, how to extend ASP.NET 2.0 application services. And to find out where the MSDN events are taking place in your neck of the woods, go to msdnevents.com. So with that, it's kind of, you know, some of the events that we host ourselves. But there's also a number of events that we have coming up that both Larry and I will be attending, including, you know, the Silicon Prairie Social on January 24th in Lyle. Larry, what is the Silicon Prairie Social?
Silicon Prairie Social is a networking event for technology folks. This is definitely not a Microsoft-only thing. This is the startup community. This is the corporate community. You know, it's basically just anybody who's kind of interested in talking about technology. And they get together in a nice, relaxed social environment and sit around and have a beer together.
Right. So this is the second one that they've held. And both you and I were at the first Silicon Prairie Social. It was a great event for us. I mean, we had a great time. It was really an opportunity for us, you know, working for Microsoft, to kind of reach out to a community that we necessarily don't get to talk with very often, and it was a great time.
Yeah, we got to show off some really cool demos, Dave.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, some of the things we were showing was things like Popfly and Virtual Earth, and I'd have to say, you know, people were pretty impressed with some of the stuff that we had. They had no idea some of the stuff that we were working on. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody again at the Silicon Prairie Social on January 24th. And then also with that, last episode, we were talking about the Sleepless in Chicago event. And just to kind of remind everybody once again, we got that coming up on February 1st and 2nd in Chicago, Illinois. And this is part of the Sleepless events that are happening across the country, where it's essentially we're talking about SharePoint for a weekend. And it's free training, but there's also a developer competition involved. And I would invite everybody to check that out at infusion.com/sleepless. And they have events happening in various cities and locations across the country, like I said, and as well as Chicago happening February 1st and February 2nd. So definitely check that out, as both Larry and I will be participating in that as well. And then with that, we also have the Mix conference coming up March 5th through 7th, which Larry will be attending. And by the way, Larry, there's a slight chance I might be there as well if I can swing it. You know, the wife acceptance factor is going to play a big part into this. You know, the Mix conference taking place in Vegas. And the interesting thing is if you go to the Mix website, I actually just found this out myself. They have a section on the Mix website called Mix University, where they provide a sort of a lot of training resources and kind of, you know, labs and resources to sort of learn about the different technologies that Mix falls into. Things like, you know, Servalite development, WPF development, XAML, around our expression product tool sets. And one of the things that I just found out that they just posted recently from Adam Kenny, who's one of the technical evangelists on the Silverlight team, is that they had an event in Seattle back in December called Silverlight 1.0 Firestarter. And what this was an event where essentially, you know, people want to know more about Silverlight, you know, what's its place in the industry, you know, where are we going with the technology, what can you do with the technology. So essentially what the technical evangelism team did there, as well as some members from the product group, is they invited everybody, you know, whoever's interested to come out to Seattle, let's just kind of sit down and study Silverlight for a day. And they called this the Silverlight 1.0 Firestarter. And the great thing about that is they captured all of the video from that particular event and posted it up on the Mix University website. So I definitely, you know, recommend everybody going to visitmix.com to check that out. And there's some great content there to learn more about Silverlight.
In a lot of ways, Dave, Mix has kind of already started. You want to talk a little bit about the competition they got going on?
Yeah. So there's also something that Adam Kenny posted called the Restyle Competition. So what this is that they essentially have the Mix website, visitmix.com, and you have an opportunity as a web designer to take the website and to restyle it utilizing the CSS that you can come up with to kind of restyle the website. And what they're going to do is they're going to pick kind of like the top, you know, what, you know, top three designers, I think it is, that, you know, they'll have some sort of a judging panel that'll judge, you know, sort of the best concepts that they can come up with redesigning and somewhat rebranding the Mix website. And the winner will get an all-expense-paid trip to the Mix conference. So that's not a bad deal.
If you've never seen one of these contests where they, you know, just basically take the HTML and using CSS positioning and adding some graphics and changing the colors around, you can do some phenomenal things. You know, it really shows you the power of CSS to positioning and layout.
Right. Yep. So, I mean, they also ran this contest last year, and it was pretty amazing what people came up with. And, you know, they're just taking the content and restyling it and just amazing what they can come up with.
It's kind of a cool way to get a free pass to Mix, huh?
Yeah, not a problem. But I will say this. For people who are attending the Mix conference, this year they kind of have, you know, they have an attendee party at these conferences and stuff. And, you know, Mix is no exception. And they're going to have an attendee party at the Tao nightclub at the Venetian Hotel. Based upon experience, I will tell you this. Stay away from the Orange Dragon.
What's the Orange Dragon there, Dave?
You're going to have to find that out yourself, but just stay away from the Orange Dragon. That's all I'm going to say.
So find out what it is and stay away from it. Sounds like there's a story there that maybe if people run into you at Mix, they can ask you what the...
That's right. If you run into me at Mix or anywhere else, you can ask me about the Orange Dragon story, and I'll be more than happy to tell you, but we'll leave that for some other day.
So, Dave, we had a little old business to take care of first. We got to announce the winner of our contest from last week. As you recall, we asked...
Our first official listener contest.
Well, our first and only thus far.
Yes, and hopefully many more to come.
It won't be the last, that's for sure. We asked all of our listeners out there to send us the correct answer to a question that we posed to them, and the winner gets a Zune 80 Original. Can you tell everybody what a Zune Original is?
Yeah, so the Zune team did something really cool here. They have this website called ZuneOriginals.net, and what they did is they actually commissioned a number of artists across the world to kind of design, you know, some artwork that could be laser etched onto the back of a Zune, and it's completely free. You know, there's no additional cost here. So what I was doing, you know, what we were doing is kind of perusing the site and checking some things out. And there was one particular image that, to me, really resonated with sort of the podcasting culture. So what we did is we kind of, you know, scrounged up some funds and bought a Zune and had some custom artwork etched on the back of it with the kind of little message from Thirsty Developer. And we're going to use that as our first giveaway prize for our first listener contest here.
Yeah, and we asked the question that we posed to everybody was, when is the launch event for Visual Studio 2008? Windows Server 2008 and SQL Server 2008. They're having a combined launch for all three of those products.
Right. This is the first official launch of it.
Right. And we made sure that we tried to make that as clear as possible. And pretty much based on the responses, everybody kind of understood what we were talking about. Because there's going to be a number of launch events all over the United States going on for several months. But the first, the big one is in
Los Angeles, California.
On
February 27th.
Right. And we had quite a number of people answer the question correctly. So we did a randomized drawing using some, you know, deck of cards and things like that. And we'll explain why computers really aren't good random number generators sometime. But can you tell us who won the contest?
That's right. So congratulations goes out to Thomas Emge.
Congratulations, Thomas.
That's right. So Thomas, we'll be contacting you and send you your brand new Zune. And hopefully you'll enjoy that. So moving right along here, Larry, there's a new segment that I kind of want to introduce to everybody of the Thirsty Developer audience. So, you know, it's the whole Thirsty Developer, once again, is kind of just a way for people to kind of share information, share knowledge, you know, peek into everybody's source code, if you will, and learn from one another. And one of the ways that I learn kind of about what's going on in the tech community and what's going on in the technology industry and as a whole is to kind of keep an eye on different people's blogs. So I thought it kind of an interesting segment to add to the Thirsty Developer lineup here is kind of a little shout out to some of the blogs that you should know that both Larry and I, you know, kind of recommend and kind of pass those on to our listener audience. So kind of with the whole Moss theme this week, you know, talking about Moss Camp, I wanted to point out a couple blogs that you should know around sort of SharePoint. And one of the first ones I want to point out is from one of our SharePoint MVPs, Rob Bogue, who's also a past guest of the Thirsty Developer, but he has a great blog focused on SharePoint that you can find at thorprojects.com/blog. So that's Thor, T-H-O-R, projects.com/blog. And once again, we'll put these links in the show notes. But another blog that I want to point out is the actual official blog of the SharePoint Product Group. What better way to keep tabs on information around SharePoint but is actually by checking out the SharePoint Product Group's blog. And you can find that at blogs.msdn.com/SharePoint. So Larry, what's a blog that I should know?
Well, actually, you mentioned his name a little earlier. My favorite Silverlight blog is from the Silverlight Surfer, which is kind of the pseudonym of Adam Kenny. Adam's a technical evangelist for Silverlight and WPF, and you can read his blog at adamkenny.com, adamkinney.com.
Right. So Adam was the one who actually put us on to the whole restyle contest for Mix, as well as, you know, was the one of the driving forces behind the Silverlight 1.0 Firestarter event.
Yeah, and his blog is not just, you know, regular blog entries that you get every day or so. He's actually got a great showcase of some Silverlight applications that he's actually built himself out there.
Yeah, very cool. Great. So those are blogs that you should know. And with that, let's get into today's interview with Kevin Marshall and George Dersey from Clarity Consulting, where they recently hosted an event called Moss Camp. And this is kind of, you know, falls into the category of our Dev Camp series that we've been running. This is actually our second Dev Camp that we've had. And these Dev Camps are kind of these unconference type of events where it's really about, you know, audience participation in a sense, where it's, you know, everybody shows up and says, hey, we're going to talk about SharePoint today. And, you know, this kind of, you don't necessarily know what you're going to talk about SharePoint, but people kind of come with some ideas in mind. And they essentially, okay, let's stand up in front of everybody. What do you want to talk about? People come up with ideas and they kind of break off and they kind of discuss various topics that interest them around SharePoint.
Yeah, you start off the day with the whiteboard saying, you know, what does everybody want to hear about? And you kind of peel off, different groups form. There's a lot of people who showed up to Moss Camp, didn't realize that they were going to give a presentation that day, but they kind of stood up and, you know, showed the community what they knew about the product.
Right. I mean, it's a great way to learn about, you know, particular topics. You know, it's essentially, you know, these people show up to these events, not necessarily know what's going to happen, but it's kind of like, you know, they drum up some interest level and say, hey, I want to know about that particular part of the technology as well. Let's talk about it. And somebody will get up and kind of lead a session. And it's all about an open discussion. So with that, let's listen in on Kevin and George and find out a little bit more about Moss Camp.
Dave and I are here with George and Kevin. Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm George Dersey.
I'm Kevin Marshall.
So George and Kevin, we're talking to you guys because you are were two of the principal organizers of Moss Camp. And we thought it would be interesting for the listeners out there to kind of get a glimpse inside of Moss Camp, but more importantly, you know, kind of the, you know, understanding of what it takes to put together a dev camp like this.
Yeah, so the whole idea behind Dev Camp, what, I mean, what's the principal idea behind it?
I think for me, when I moved out to San Francisco, there was a lot of cool technology events following the unconference style. And for those of you that don't know, the unconference style is it's kind of a movement of having an open source version of conferences. And the idea is that it's driven by the community and that each person attending can have a role in shaping the conference of what events they want to have, speaking at it. Anyone can lead a session, have breakout sessions. So really it's about collaboration. It's kind of like the Web 2.0 of conferences. So after some of those conferences in San Francisco, I tried to start some of those in Chicago because I think the technology scene in Chicago is maybe a little behind in some cities like Boston or San Francisco.
So Kevin, you're actually with Clarity Consulting, who's based out of Chicago, but you actually live in San Francisco.
Yes.
Okay, so you're trying to bring some of those ideas to Chicago, and this is really the second Dev Camp that we've had, correct?
Correct.
So the first one was Silverlight Dev Camp. We had that a few weeks ago. This is kind of our second go-around with Moss Camp. So George, what is Moss Camp? I mean, what is Moss Camp for you?
And George, you were the one that came up with the idea for Moss Camp at the Silverlight Dev Camp.
That's right.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about your thinking behind that.
Well, I was struggling through some Moss development and thought, wouldn't it be great if
kind of all the content that's out there on the blogs, the independent kind of not canned training material stuff was not formalized, but got the people together and put it all in one place, and that's where it was born.
So it's really everybody that has kind of the idea that they want to come together and discuss a particular topic, mm-hmm. right? And to really spend a day, you know, have some fun with it, very casual environment, really drill into different topics. And with Moss Camp, I was blown away. I showed up this morning, and the room was packed. How many people did we have today?
I think we had between like 100 and 110.
So this is
something ridiculous like that.
Yeah. So we capped the registration at 130. And so we're all talking when we're planning this event. We're like, oh, there's no way 130 people are going to show up for this thing. It's a Friday, you know, nice day outside downtown Chicago. My feeling was that, you know, people are just signing up for this thing so they can play hooky from work. But I come in and it's standing room only. It was insane.
It wasn't just standing room only. I actually had to give up my seat and leave the room.
I had a clear idea of kind of what I didn't want it to be, but maybe it just kind of took shape after we were talking about it. And we're trying the unconference thing. I think we're getting a little more unconference-y. We had a breakout session, which was, and the introduction kind of where everybody talked went so much better than I thought. And I was kind of nervous about moderating some discussion about SharePoint, but the people were talking.
Yeah, we're definitely skeptical. The idea was to have a collaborative keynote and just start simply with the question, what can you do with SharePoint? And then to solicit feedback from people in the audience to see how they use SharePoint and some of the features that they find most important and kind of what they know about SharePoint. I was a little skeptical when we first started, and I started the discussion. And then after about halfway through, I snuck out of the room and let George take over, so...
That was sneaky. But yeah, it was easy. I said, hey, what about search? And then 15
just starts the conversation, right?
Yep. Yeah, it was great. And we had to actually kind of cut it off so we could get on with the sessions.
Right. So actually, Kevin, you were kind of leading up one of the sessions I thought was real interesting. It was kind of what a air your grievances about SharePoint session. What was that like?
It was the airing of grievances, similar to the Festivus Seinfeld episode. So the idea was to give everyone a chance to...
The Festivus Seinfeld episode?
Yes.
Okay. Explain that.
It's a Festivus for the rest of us.
Right. Okay.
Don't you remember this, Dave?
Yes. Yeah. So did somebody bring the Festivus poll? Or?
I believe Wikipedia, you can look up Festivus for those in the audience. We did not have a Festivus poll, and no one wanted to do feats of strength, but we did have the airing of grievances. Feats of strength. And what the idea was here is to give everyone a chance to vent their frustrations of Moss. I think anyone that's used SharePoint before would admit that there's some things that can be a little frustrating at times. So it's a chance to vent, and then ultimately maybe some of that feedback would get back to Microsoft, or at least a chance to get it off your chest and feel good about it.
So one of the things I thought was neat about it is that when people were bringing up issues that they've had with Moss, things that they've encountered, actually people in the audience said, well, no, I think I got a solution for you. Why don't you find me at a break, or let's talk, maybe I've got your solution for it. But ultimately, Dave and I did capture a list of about 12, 13 things that were on the board that we're going to try to articulate and send back to the product team at Microsoft.
Yeah, I think that was the goal, was to not only give people a chance to complain about stuff, but also hopefully that people in the audience would probably have encountered the same problems and maybe they had a good workaround for things. So the idea was more to solve problems, but just make it kind of in a fun way.
So the interesting thing is, though, I think the whole idea behind the Dev Camp is it is a conversation, right? It's not somebody going up there, at a conference where you're sitting there listening to somebody present on some particular topic, but it's a chance for, the attendees to contribute to the conversation. So the whole unconference situation where it's, like I said, it's a very kind of casual environment, but it's more of an open discussion versus somebody preaching at you on any particular topic. So the airing of grievances was, particularly interesting to me because it got everybody else to participate. That's the idea, is getting everybody to participate.
Right. I think there's some conferences like Mix, and even though it's labeled as a 72-hour conversation, it's really tough when you're in a very large group and you go from session to session and someone's lecturing and you only have a few minutes in between. I think we try to do a lot of things as far as having the keynote be collaborative and the airing of grievances so people could chime in and give their thoughts about SharePoint, and also simply having everyone go around the room, introduce themselves, and talk about why they were here at the conference and kind of some of the stuff they've done around SharePoint so that everyone got a chance to know other developers in the SharePoint community and try to build up that collaborative spirit.
Actually, I heard a lot of people talking tonight that, from this, they kind of want to continue that conversation. They want to have, get a SharePoint user group rolling. I guess there's one in Chicago. It kind of meets infrequently, but there's a lot of buzz about people wanting to know more or learn more about what's going on with SharePoint.
So now that we've had, you know, given everybody a good idea about what happened today at Moss Camp, I'd like to go kind of the inside the planning process with you guys. And Dave and I were participants, you know, in the planning process. But, you know, we're going to kind of ask you guys a couple of questions to make it known what it takes to put on a conference like this. And one of the things that I'm absolutely amazed at is George came up to me at Civil Light Dev Camp, you know, literally like 39 days ago and said, we ought to put on one of these about Moss. And so this is not something that takes, you know, a year of planning. It doesn't take a, you know,
ton of money,
multi-thousand dollar budget. You know, so I saw some commonality between the couple dev camps that we put on. One of them is a wiki. And why don't you talk about that a little bit, Kevin?
I think the wiki is kind of the best way. I mean, the idea is that the people organizing it, it's more for the logistical things like getting the space, probably organizing food, because that takes a little planning beforehand. But really, the idea is to get all the sessions that are there driven out of user content and people coming up with their own ideas. So the wiki is a big part of that in order to facilitate collaborative planning. And we've used wikis for events in the past, and this time we opted to go with the SharePoint wiki since it seemed more appropriate. So with the wiki, we could put a session list out there. People can modify it, add their own sessions, add notes around it. And then during the sessions, if people were taking notes, they could add those to the session on the wiki.
And the URL for the Moss Camp wiki is mosscamp.net.
Yep.
And it's interesting that if you go out and do an internet search on Moss Camp, you see literally hundreds of hits. And other than some guy named Philip Moss Camp, and we're sorry that we've infringed on your name, but other than Philip Moss Camp, you see a lot of traffic around that. And that's a URL that literally didn't exist like 39 days ago.
That's right.
And that's one of the amazing things that we've kind of built up a lot of buzz around it. Also, you know, one of the second tenets, so the wiki's key to it. The other thing that I saw was, you know, there's a lot of other social networks other than, you know, the main wiki that build up around it. Why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, not necessarily just the Moss Camp, but other dev camps that you've been a part of that use like Twitter, Flickr, Technorati.
Yeah, I think any kind of the social media sites that are out there that really epitomize Web 2.0 and harnessing the collective intelligence of people, you know, like Larry mentioned, I think Facebook is one that far as hosting events and also facilitating discussion around things, posting photos from the event. And I think having a consistent tagging naming convention, like Moss Camp, for example, just that you can tag pictures and upload them to Flickr and Technorati. And then if people are blogging about it, you know, also add those to Delicious and tag those as Moss Camp. And then additionally, some sites like Upcoming, I think, is a great site just for purely hosting events and making people aware of that. And I think some of those sites are well in use on the West Coast where technology is adopted a little quicker. I think, you know, it's starting to become more in vogue in Chicago as people are becoming aware of these things. So, you know, I think in the future it'll become easier to organize these type of events with all the viral means of spreading stuff, you know, through consistent tagging and these different event sites. But the key of those sites is that they all allow social networking through friends. So like, you know, Facebook, when I invite Larry and Dave and George to the event, if they accept it, then everyone in their feed on Facebook sees that Larry, George, and Dave are attending Moss Camp, and then, you know, people are more apt to check it out and say, like, oh, that'd be cool, I might want to attend that.
Or my wife says, what nerd event are you going to now?
So one of the other things is we did have sponsors for this event, and this was an absolutely free event for the people that attended. And somebody noted that, you know, if he had gone to work today, he would have missed out on about $1,000 worth of swag. You know, he actually, you know, won several prizes. He got lunch paid for, you know, great Chicago-style pizza. You know, he got a couple of fermented adult beverages throughout the day. you know, and we also had cookies in the afternoon, you know, to replenish that sugar, you know, high, right? Sponsors kind of make this possible. And tell us about the sponsor relationship that we had with this dev camp.
Well, the first thing I tried to approach was one of my ex coworkers was a rocks author, so I just asked him to hook me up with somebody to talk to donate some books, and I just emailed and said, "Hey, can we have some books? We're hosting a SharePoint event," and they were extremely excited. They're like, "Yeah, here you go. You can have 30 titles. Just pick them." I'm like, okay. And then, you know, the boxes show up here, and there's water bottles, catalogs, like 4 or 5 boxes of stuff. And we got, I think, about 60 other books from MS Press. We had a training class raffled off. I mean, there was a bunch of good stuff that went out.
So everyone won a book.
Everyone won a book.
Everybody walked away with something.
Everybody who wanted a book got a book.
And you got a Moss Camp t-shirt.
Yep.
Which are probably, you know, I would have to say, you know, this is audio, right? But you can't see the T-shirt. It is an amazing. Yeah,
just trust us. It's probably the best geek T-shirt
ever. Yeah, it is the best geek T-shirt ever.
And you can see it if you go to mosscamp.net. Great logo, Charlie Brown colors and everything.
And if anyone wants to start up Moss Camp in other cities, they're more than welcome to use the logo and maybe the wiki. We could work something out.
And who was the one that actually designed?
That would be Eric Klimczak, who's in the studio with us.
Yeah,
he's our senior T-shirt designer.
Yeah, is that his official title? Yes. Is that on his business card?
Unconference senior T-shirt designer. He works about an hour a month.
So we had wikis, we had a tagging, you know, we had sponsors, you know, to kind of cover the cost and to, you know,
wait. This sounds very Web 2.0-ish. This is SharePoint we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, wiki. Generally an uncool product, isn't it?
Yeah, no. Exactly.
It's definitely more of a corporate product, right? But you can apply these things to any technology.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm wondering though. So, you know, again, we've got, you know, a wiki to kind of get things going. How did you guys get the word out and actually get, like, you know, 110 people to show up?
I kind of went door to door at first in my neighborhood and contacted people. I was able to get about 3 people to attend based off that.
All 3 of which and have then, got a microphone around the table here.
And then next we went to emails. And also,
then we started a snail mail campaign. No, but you know, it was actually really slow at first. I wanted it to be an official Microsoft event just to get people a registration mechanism. What we did for Silverlight Dev Camp was have people edit the wiki and add their name. I don't know why we came up with the idea of having it as a Microsoft event, but it worked out, and maybe it just kind of controlled the registration a little. In the end, I mean, it spiked this past Monday, which was, 4 days before the event. We went from about 80 registered to capped at 130.
Yeah, fairly quickly, yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, one of those things is the important thing to realize is that, you know, no money was spent really advertising this particular event. True. But it was kind of more of word of mouth, you know, people blogging about it, you know, throwing it up on, like you said, like Facebook and, you know, up on Twitter, I put up there, you know, attending Moss Camp and put a URL, and people were like asking questions about what is this Moss Camp, and they attended, right? So it's kind of that viral necessity where you kind of get just the word of mouth going on. And I don't know what the total budget worth for this event was. I mean, it was a very successful event, right? I mean, people were jazzed at the end of the day on a Friday, nonetheless, yep, about this, and they wanted more. They wanted to stay and continue the conversations. But I mean, this is kind of, you know, something we put on for, you know, very little, you know, cost, and just, you know, just, but it has the impact that will essentially, you know, go on.
We had people coming from the Great White North, you know, north of Milwaukee. he was telling me he was just searching for some stuff on like Google Groups or something, and he just found Moss Camp. I think one of the terms of one of the sessions must have just clicked, and it was and he clicked. He's like, "Whoa, I'm coming down to this." So, and, you know, to get something like the content we had for free, I think just really attracted people, because a lot of people kind of deploy this and don't know what to do with it in their organization. You know, it's out of the box and it works. And
so, how would people who are interested in tapping your brain a little further contact you guys to understand how they would put on a Moss Camp or a Dev Camp in their area?
Hit us up at mosscamp.net. Our names are on the organizers page, and you can there's email links to us. And
one last question, just to put you guys on the spot. You know, we had Silverlight Dev Camp, we had Moss Camp. What's next?
I don't know.
I think there's a lot of different technologies out there. I know I've seen some discussion around BarCamp coming up again. For those who don't know, BarCamp, sort of all-encompassing of all technology, I think that would be something that I know I'd like to get involved with. But I think maybe bringing out some broader products, like maybe Web Developer Camp would be interesting. Or really, it's kind of what there's community interest for. So just kind of getting a mechanism to better tap that in Chicago to see what people have expressed an interest in.
So great. I mean, so obviously this was a success, we'd say.
For sure.
Yeah. You know, Friday afternoon, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, there were still 50, 60 people hanging out at 5 o'clock on a Friday. So great.
I definitely just want to thank all the people that came out and spoke too. I think, you know, what made this successful is obviously audience participation. And, you know, unlike most conferences, we don't have professional speakers coming. And this is all based on just people in the community willing to spend time to share their knowledge. So really, you know, appreciate everyone that came out and was able to make this conference successful.
And yeah, I want to thank them for just being flexible enough when they volunteer a topic. I'm like, well, how about if you do this one instead? And, you know, we kind of went after people to present, and some people just contacted us, say, hey, I have some content I think would be interesting, and it was a perfect fit.
Right. So, I mean, I was like, you know, the feedback that I received at the end of the day was just, you know, like I said, people were just, they were ecstatic about the event. You know, they had a great time. They learned a ton. And I really appreciate you guys for taking the time to put this on.
Happy to. It was great fun.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. If you have any other ideas for events, feel free to contact us. We're always willing to help out to organize future stuff.
Absolutely. So if you want to learn more about Moss Camp, just head out to mosscamp.net. Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, Larry, that was a great conversation about Moss Camp. You know what? I really like the format of these Dev Camp events. I mean, people are showing up to talk about technology, and everybody has the same interest level. And by the end of the day, you have some really great conversations that come out.
Yeah, I think the fluid nature of the Dev Camp is one of its strengths. Originally, I thought that would be kind of a detract away from it, because most people are used to a conference where they show up, they know their agenda exactly down to the minute. You know, for example, I'm going to see this speaker speak about this topic from 3 to 4:15, and these are the three objectives that they've listed in the agenda. But really, you know, the fluid nature of it lets you correct, you know, for errors, right?
Right. The conference almost refactors itself in a sense, because, you know, you get a group of people together that says, you know what, I really want to talk about something. Oh, I don't know. How do you build Silverlight applications inside of SharePoint? Well, I don't know. Let's talk about it. Let's throw it up on the schedule, and let's talk about that at 3:00. And you have some really great conversations and really great, you know, people drill into the topics that they want to talk about. They're not necessarily, you know, sort of these are the topics we're going to allow you to listen in on, but these are the topics that, you know, people want to talk about and they want to participate in. And by the end of the day, like I said, some really great conversations happen.
So, Dave, we've done a couple of these now in the Chicago area, and we're looking to, like, not just do them in Chicago, but, you know, kind of expand our reach, you know, kind of across the district that you and I cover. Do you think we're going to have more of these?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would be more than happy to, you know, help out anybody that wants to get some of these dev camps going in their neck of the woods. And if you, you know, looking for some help, you know, just let us know. Send us a note at thirstydeveloperlive.com, and we'll be happy to help you get these things started. And so with that, I think we'll close out this week's episode of The Thirsty Developer. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I also welcome everybody to send feedback to us at thirstydeveloperlive.com, but also to comment on each show at thirstydeveloper.com. You can reach myself at my blog at daveboss.com, and you can reach Larry at his blog at larryclarkin.com. And also, you can find both of us on Twitter and Facebook. And with that, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Thirsty Developer. For more information, visit thirstydeveloper.com. We'll see you next time.
Just want to say I'm excited about being on .NET Rocks. I always wanted to.